This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A bigger chunk?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The government's involvement with Citigroup could very well get bigger. The Wall Street Journal reports that the banking giant is negotiating with government officials to increase their stake to as much as 40% of the company's common stock. That's bolstered some overseas markets today. In Asia, the Hong Kong market rose more than 3.5%. The Nikkei fell by 0.5%. Europe's mostly up at this hour. The Dow is at its lowest point in 6.5 years, 7,365. S&P and NASDAQ shares lost ground on Friday, too. Signs point to some gains, perhaps early on today. Well, at the White House today, President Obama convenes a fiscal responsibility summit, something the New York Times calls a wonk fest, featuring not only think tank reps and scholars, but members of Congress, too. The meeting's expected to be heavy on prognosis and light on remedy. Republican Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan will be there. He joins us now. Congressman, why are we talking about fiscal responsibility now?
Well, I think given that last week's stimulus bill doubled the federal deficit and we see our debt payments increase by nearly $400 billion just as a result of that one bill, I think it's really important we have a discussion on our nation's financial future. And I think we need to get our government on a firmer spending plan. And so I look forward to meeting with the president. I want to hear his views and ideas. And hopefully we can take the first step toward beginning to reduce the debt.
Yeah, Congressman, though, I got to tell you, I look at some of the things on the agenda for today, Social Security, defense, tax reform, health care. What's the most pressing issue, do you think? How do we talk about budget deficits and debt if we've got all these things and a lot of people who don't agree about it?
Well, you got to crawl before you can walk. And I think having this summit with not only congressional leaders from House and Senate, but also I think there are a group of advocates and think tank folks. And so there's going to be a diverse room there. It doesn't mean we're all going to end up at the end of the afternoon and agreeing, but it is a beginning to highlight some of the important issues. And looking forward to hearing President Obama's remarks.
Solving these problems, Congressman, will require some difficult choices, obviously. At what point do you forget about partisan ideology and think about the long term, about fixing what's really wrong?
Well, I think this is an attempt to try to have a long term discussion. It's very difficult to do in a legislative arena because you're always dealing with the next week's vote. But I think if we don't get started and begin to have these discussions, they're clearly very difficult. Look at the attempt to try to reform Social Security just a few short years ago, and that's the easy one. Medicare, health care costs, other programs, because of the retirement of the baby boomers, the social safety net is very much in jeopardy in the long term, and we need to make sure it's sustainable.
Congressman Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan, ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Well, Sean Penn may have won the Oscar for Best Actor last night, but all is not happy in Tinseltown. Talks broke down over the weekend between the Screen Actors Guild and Hollywood producers on a new labor contract for television and movies. And if that weren't enough, SAG faces a new negotiating headache today. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
This morning, the Screen Actors Guild begins negotiations on a new contract for TV commercials. Selling cereal isn't sexy, but the union needs a win.
The Screen Actors Guild has bumbled from one failed strategy to another over the last year and a half.
Jonathan Handel's an entertainment lawyer and SAG critic. He says the union is hobbled. SAG actors used to dominate the work on TV sitcoms and dramas, but in the upcoming season, most new shows will use actors represented by SAG's smaller rival, AFTRA. Handel says SAG's drawn-out negotiations and strike threats have hurt it.
SAG has been rendered virtually toothless. It's clear that they don't have the wherewithal to strike.
And Handel says in this economy, union actors shouldn't expect a lot from any deal with advertisers. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Arts, pottery, jewelry, clothing. If you've been to some markets outside of this country, you probably know there's a little bit of negotiating that goes on during the sale. So in this economic fallout, are retailers here at home ready to bargain? We sent Cash Peters to find out.
Things are really grim out there. Take Vlad Rivdin, for instance. He sells phones, just not as often as he'd like.
People were telling me that after Christmas, as soon as everybody gets money in their pocket, they're going to go all crazy and buy phones. They didn't.
They didn't. Which means, though, you can get real bargains by haggling. How great is that? So I went, ran, actually, straight to my local lamp store to haggle for a ceiling fan that was on sale.
Well, it's on sale, so $179.95 will be an outstanding deal.
It's on sale for $179.95. Yeah. I'm prepared to give you $100 for it.
No, wouldn't sell it for $100. If I'm not making any money behind it, why sell it?
Because any money's better than no money at all, basically. Next, I went to a lingerie store to buy a silky floral pattern nightgown for, you know, a friend.
How much is this?
Is it $80?
I will offer you $40 for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm customer. I'm king.
Doesn't matter. For me, I'm not going to give you half a price. Unless I'm so desperate, but I'm not desperate yet.
Touché, lingerie lady. Anyway, in theory, haggling's great fun. It's like shoplifting, only without the being arrested and going to jail part. So why aren't more people doing it?
I just think haggling is such a time-consuming, ugly business.
I know, but if it gets you a bargain...
I don't want things that much.
This appeared to be going nowhere until I walked into an independent and very empty phone shop and tried to buy a $400 BlackBerry for half price from Vlad Rivdin.
I would probably be able to pull a couple of strings and do something about it.
Well, here's the thing. Why don't you just sell your BlackBerries for $100 and then people would be flooding the store?
Because people are willing to pay a lot more for those BlackBerries.
So you charge $400 just because people will pay it?
Yeah.
But if they only pay $100, you'd charge $100?
Honest truth, yes.
Wow. Feel like haggling now? In Glendale, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.